In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, we thank you, Father, for a wonderful time like this. We thank you, Father, for your blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your healing. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for what you're about to do in the life of many that are watching live here. Thank you for those that will join later on, Lord. Thank you for those that will watch this as a rebroadcast, Lord. We say, may your name be exalted, be glorified in the name of Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, for your wisdom, for your power, for the anointing, for the impartation, for the directives, for the directions, for the spiritual gifts, O Lord, Father. I pray, O Lord, and ask, Lord, that our eyes of understanding be opened and be enlightened in the name of Jesus, O Lord. That whatever that will be taught today, O Lord, Father, be taught through you, Lord. I present myself as a vessel for you to speak through, O Lord, Father. Teach us, O Lord, and let us learn and understand in full capacity. And that which I have learned and understand shall not be taken away from us, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Bonu. Livia, watching all the way from Bonu. God bless you. Ngene Raphael. God bless you all. Apostle Emeka, all the way from Accra, Ghana. God bless you all mightily in the name of Jesus. I'm so happy to be with you all. Thank you all the great anointed men of God that are tuning live to join us today. I'm really honored that you made out some time to from all your busy schedules to be live with us. And that goes to every one of you that is watching, for you making out time to be with us live here. And it's going to be so powerful. So today I want to talk about spiritual gifts. Spiritual gift. It's important that we come to that understanding of what spiritual gift is all about. So we're going to be reading a lot of scriptures today. We're going to be reading a lot of scriptures today. And these scriptures are to help us to understand things about the spiritual gift. So first of all, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 4. He said there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. That means there are different kinds of gifts, spiritual gifts. Now, I want you to follow me carefully so you understand. So if you have your Bible, open your Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. And I'm going to read downward. I'm using NIV. So he says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of services. Now, gifts, spiritual gifts and spiritual services are different things. Spiritual services are given by Jesus Christ. They are called the administration gifts. These are the fivefold ministry that Jesus Christ gave to the body of Christ, gave to the church. Then the spiritual gifts we are given by the Holy Spirit are given by the Spirit of the living God. So Jesus Christ gave us the administration. In order for you to understand better, I'm going to use NIV and I'm going to use King James, so you follow me back very well. He said there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of services. The different kind of gift is different from the different kind of services. Now, when the Bible talk about these services, talking about what Paul was saying here about services, he's talking about the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, and the pastor. So these are the services talking about. Then he said, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of services, but the same Lord. You see, Lord is not Spirit, Lord, because it was given to us by Jesus Christ. There are different kinds of walking. Now, these are different. These are about three different kinds of gifts. One is the spiritual gift given by the Spirit of the living God. One is the offices, that is the service given by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. There are different kinds of walking, but all of them are in all of them. But in all of them and in every is the same God at work. In all of them and in every one of them is the same God at work. Now, let me use another translation that might help us to understand better. I'm going to use King James. Now, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now, he's talking about the same Spirit. Now, he's talking about the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit of God. He said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. In verse 5, he said, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Now, the Lord here is Jesus Christ. The Lord, David said, the Lord said to my Lord. So sometimes Jesus Christ is referred to as Lord in the scripture. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand side till I put your enemy at your footstool. So when he talks about Spirit, he talks about the Holy Spirit. When you talk about Jesus Christ, he mentioned Lord in this context. So he says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit in verse 5, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are divers of oppression, but it is the same God who worketh all in all. Now, the Spirit gives you the gifts, Jesus Christ gives you the services, the administration, the offices to operate in, then the operation of those gifts is controlled by God. And when you hear the word God, it's talking about the Father in this context. And whenever you hear the word God, G-O-D, it's talking about three: God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit functioning as one. It's like a name of a company. I've explained this on several occasions. It's like a name of a company. A company can be... this name is very hard to pronounce. Let me look for... Okay, let's use a popular name like Samsung. Now, Samsung is the name of a company, but Samsung does not... Samsung is just a name that covers the group of people. Now, in Samsung, you might have 10 persons that has shares in the company. Now, out of those 10 persons, one is the CEO, the chief executive officer of the company, but these 10 persons contribute to the functionality or the functioning of that company. But when it comes to the name God, we have God the Father. God the Father has equal right with God the Son. God the Son has equal right with the Holy Spirit. The both all have the same power, the same authority, the same functionality, the same strength. Their strength is equal. They have the same shares, but they chose that the Father be the Father. Are you following me? That is going to be a deep mystery if I'm to open it up to you. So now the Bible says in verse 7, it said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. Now, let me use NIV. Let me use NLT for this. There's a reason why I'm using these translations. I want you to really get the thing I'm trying for you to understand here. So I'm going to be using a lot of translation to help you understand better. If I'm too fast, just let me know. Now, I'm going to read in verse 6. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 6 said, God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. So the essence of spiritual gift, because we're talking about spiritual gift, we're talking about the nine gifts of the Spirit. So before I start explaining to you the spiritual gift and its functions, and some of you have the spiritual gift, some kind of, let's say, some of you have the gift of interpretation of tongue, but don't know that you have it. And don't even know how it operates. And because you don't know how it operates, you can't really say you have it. Some of you have prayed for God to give you the gift of prophecy. You think prophecy is seeing what is about to happen. There is more to prophecy than seeing what is about to happen. Prophecy also comes with revelations of the word. You read the Bible, you begin to see deeper things than what people are seeing in the scripture. It's like there is a puzzle that solves certain things. Because you called into the prophetic, you have to operate with four main gifts. Three main gifts, but it's four main gifts, actually. If you are called in the prophetic office, there are four gifts that are naturally assigned to you, but three of them are must have. Three gifts are must have. They are called the revelational gifts, and that is the gift of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirit, and prophecy. These are the four gifts that operate in the office. So each of the offices have a gift that operates with them. The evangelists operate with the gifts of power. The power gifts are what they call it. The power gifts are the working of miracles, the faith, the gift of faith, then the gift of healing. These are the power gifts. If you have faith, you can do pretty much anything. If you have the gift of working of miracles, that is where you see the blind see, the cripple walk and everything. The gift of healing, cancer disappearing and everything. So the working of miracles, the gift of miracles is a gift that allows for creative miracles. So but we're going to touch this one after the other. Each of the gifts, you're going to explain it. And when we are done explaining the gift, we'll start explaining the offices, apostles, prophets. So this is like an intro. Okay, so we're going to start explaining the apostle, the prophetic office, the evangelical office, the teaching office, and the pastoral office. We're going to explain this thing in details and their functionality based on my own understanding so far. Okay, so follow me. It's going to bless you mighty. So share the broadcast if you're just watching right now and be a blessing to someone somewhere in the name of Jesus. Now, he said, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. The reason why I have the gift of prophecy so that I can edify you. Every prophecy edifies. No prophecy condemns. The word of knowledge can condemn. Not really condemn, but can correct. The word of knowledge can correct. Let me not use the word condemn. For there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So the gift of prophecy can edifies. Every gift of prophecy edifies. Then every word of knowledge, I'm just throwing light. Then every word of knowledge can correct, align, inspire, and still edify. Every word of knowledge points you to God. Word of knowledge shows you God. Prophecy shows you the love of God. Word of wisdom shows you the love of God and shows you the plan of God. Discernment of spirit allows you to know in depth how much God loves you. So every of the spiritual gifts you are seeing shows love. That's why the Bible said that without love, all these gifts are nothing. If you have love, you have the whole gift of the Spirit. So it's important that we come to that understanding. So, but now the Bible said the same Spirit gives, in verse 7, the spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. That's word of knowledge. To another, same Spirit gives the message of special knowledge. That is the word of wisdom. Now, let me use King James Version so you understand it in detail the way you know it to be. Now, he said, for to one is given the spirit of word of wisdom. For to one is given the spirit of word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same spirit. In verse 9, to another, faith. Now, the faith here is a different kind of faith. It's the same faith, but when you have the gift of faith, you operate in a very high dimension in the spirit. The Bible said that for all of us has been given a measure of faith. Everybody has a measure of faith. But these are not the gift of faith. You have the spirit of faith. But this one is talking about the gift of faith. Everybody has a measure of faith. And that measure of faith is a gift given to us. But it's a spirit of faith. This, when we start teaching about the spiritual gift, you begin to understand more about this. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. Is someone really getting blessed in this teaching? So it's important that we come to that understanding. Then he said in verse 10, to another faith by the same spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same spirit. So the gift of healing. Now every believer has the power to heal the sick. But when a believer has a gift of healing, the Bible says in the book of Mark 16:17, said that these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out devil, they will lay hand on the sick, and they will recover. Now, this is one of the gifts. To heal the sick is one of the gifts given to every Christian. But to have the gift of healing is a different thing. We have a measure of the gift of healing. But when you have the gift of, when you talk about the nine gifts, this is a gift given to you to operate. God has trusted you to operate in the dimension of healing. You can't compare someone that is just a believer that operates in healing and someone that is a believer that has the gift of healing. They will both heal the sick, but the level at which that unction will function in someone who has the gift of healing will be stronger than that person that just have a measure of the gift of healing. Does it make sense to you? God bless you in the name of Jesus. Are you following me? Then he said in verse 10, to another, the working of miracles. The working of what? Miracles. This is when you see the blind person is seen, the dead is raised. These are the working of miracles. The cripple is walking. These are the working of miracles. The dumb, the deaf hears, the dumb speak. Someone that is, his hand was cut, the hand start growing. These are the working of miracles. These are spontaneous, diverse kind of miracles. It's instantaneous. You are seeing it. It's supernatural. You just know that this cannot be fake. This cannot be staged. This is real. Because it's happening between your eyes. When you see the working of miracles, it baffles your mind. You are looking at something and something is happening. Someone lost his finger and they are praying. The finger is growing. You are seeing the finger growing. You just can't explain it. You just know. Someone had cancer. All of a sudden, you were feeling lump. All of a sudden, the lump is no longer there. These are working of miracles. You understand? And another prophecy, to another discernment of spirit. Prophecy allows you to edify. You just edify. You know, you pick something from God, from heaven. The Lord is saying, I'm about to light the path of this person. I'm about to bless this person. I'm about to restore this person. I've answered your prayer. These are words of prophecy. These are edification words. When they come, they edify. Whenever you hear a true prophecy, there is joy in your heart. The prophecy reveals something. If a prophecy is so strong that I can be telling you a prophecy that only you will understand, even me telling you will not understand why. I told someone that I know is a believer, and I know this person to be so hungry for the things of God. One day I was praying, the Lord said, tell him he's far from me. And I was like, I know this young man, this guy, this my person, praise the Lord. I know this person is hungry for the things of God. Oh God, how can I give him a prophecy that he's far from you? How can he be far from you? I know him that he prays the Lord. And I just told him, the Lord said, I tell you that you are far. He said, yes, man of God, you are right. I was shocked. I was like, ah. So a word of prophecy can come to someone without you actually knowing why. Now, this is a word of knowledge, word of wisdom and word of prophecy used at the same time. So these things are opening you up to this understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Then he said, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. No, these are the nine gifts of the Spirit. So these are the nine gifts of the Spirit. Now you can't function in any of the gifts of the Spirit if you don't understand faith. Now, I'm not talking about the gift of faith. I'm talking about faith. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11 verse 6 that without faith it is impossible to please God. So that means without faith everything is dead. Are you following me? I don't know if someone is getting blessed. So it's important that we come to that understanding. So you can't function, you can't pray to God without faith. You can't serve God without faith. You can't see God without faith. You can't believe the Bible without faith. You can't believe in Jesus without faith. You can't operate in any of the spiritual gifts without faith. You can't move in the Spirit without faith. There's a lot of things. In fact, it's impossible to do anything without faith. Faith is believing in the supernatural. Faith is operating the supernatural. Faith is the ability for you to believe something that you are not seeing, but to know that thing that you are not seeing is more real than the one that you are seeing. Faith is something that shakes your mindset, your natural realm. Faith breaks the protocol of the natural realm. Faith is the ability to believe in something that you are not seeing, but to know that thing that you are not seeing is more real than the one you are seeing. That is why I can tell you that this thing is empty. There's no water here. I can be telling you there's no water here. You might be saying, I can see water. Look at water. There is water here. And faith is saying there is no water. And because I keep saying there is no water, at the time you will not see water. Why? It is faith. That is how faith operates. Faith operates whereby you are feeling pains in your hands. And the Bible said that by his stripe we are healed. And the moment you place your hand and you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am healed. Now, you are still feeling pain because physically there is still pain there. You might still be seeing the cut that is there. Your physical realm is telling you that there is pain, no, because there is blood coming out. But in the spiritual realm, that healing has taken place even before you were born. That healing took place 2,000 years ago. Except there is someone that is 2,000 years old here. That's the only time I would say that person was when Jesus Christ was there. So as long as I know, everyone on earth, before you were sick, God has healed you. Because Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago, except you are 2,000 years, and that is when I can say that, oh, probably you were there when he died or so. But as long as you are not, nobody's up to 2,000 years old, before you became sick, before that cancer came, before that diabetes came, you were healed. And the only way to claim that healing is by faith. Faith is a substance. You are not seeing it, but you believe it. It is real. So there is a cut in my hand and I say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. I begin to say, I am healed, and I believe that I'm truly healed. So regardless of what I'm seeing, I begin to see in the spirit realm, because in the spirit realm, I am healed, because Jesus Christ has healed me. Jesus Christ said he has healed me. So that means that pain will no longer be there. That means that pain is not there. So because I start believing, the moment I start tuning from that frequency, from the frequency of the realm of the physical to the realm of the spirit, that healing began to take place. Even when I still feel the pain, I don't believe the pain. The pain is now lie to me. Because the moment you start believing the spiritual realm, your physical realm start lying. The moment you start believing the physical realm, the spiritual realm start lying. Because you won't trust the spiritual realm. So when you see things from the way God sees things, which Jesus Christ always sees things in the realm of the spirit, he said, whatever I see my Father do, who is the Father? The Father is the Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. God is a spirit, and those that will serve him must serve him in truth, in spirit and in truth. So if God is a spirit, in order for you to see things of the spirit, you have to act like a spirit. And a spirit cannot be wounded because it's a spirit. A spirit cannot be heartbroken because it's a spirit. So the moment I have wound, I stop seeing from the physical realm and I start activating the spiritual realm. Because I am activating the spiritual realm, I open the door for the thing that is present in the spiritual realm to begin to be present in the physical realm. And because of that, I stop feeling pain. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Is it too fast? Does it make sense? Oh my God. Marano Shenka Kakunka Tekidi. Perendo zodunga na gamena gagaben de berene sunto con una katein kete ketuka. Perendo zo berene ga kakunga de gadabande. Yanuna namaje berene suka. Faith is powerful. It is faith that allows. See, why do you even pay your tithe? It's because of faith. Because the Bible says in the book of Malachi 3 verse 10 that if you pay your tithe, the Lord will open the vault, and the vault, the blessing will come mighty, overshadow you. God will open the windows and so revoke the devourer for you. Then you pay your tithe. The moment you pay your tithe, you are activating that dimension. You are not seeing why you are paying your tithe, but you are paying your tithe knowing that God has promised you something in the book of Malachi 3 verse 10. That is faith. It takes faith for you to breathe. The reason why I'm able to take, you buy a bottle of water. You don't know what is inside the bottle of water. You just open it and you start drinking. It takes faith for you to believe that there is water. What if it is not water? What if it's poison? What if it's something else? It takes faith for you to drink this water. But the faith we're talking about is not the faith of the Ethereum. We're talking about the faith in God. The God kind of faith. The faith you have only in God. Why do you pray to God? Have you ever seen God? No. But you have faith that when you pray to God, He will answer. When something is happening, you shout Jesus. How do you know who Jesus is? But you know that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you know that the mention of His name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. How do you know? Because He is God. It is faith. It is faith that allows you to communicate with God. In fact, your phone call that you make, it is by faith. How are you sure that the person you are calling on the other side is actually the person you want to speak with? How can you have it? It is by faith. How are you sure that if I want, how are you sure you are making a plan that tomorrow you will be in Lagos? How are you sure you'll see tomorrow? It's by faith. So, around us, there is constant faith. When I dropped this biro, why did I put this hand? Why didn't I believe that it's going to stop in mid-air? It is faith. I know it will drop. Because that is now, this our faith is based on what we see physically. The faith in God is based on what you don't see physically, but what you know is possible. The faith in God is not what you see physically. It is what you know it is possible. So regardless of what you are seeing, your faith still believes beyond what you are seeing. That is faith. So now, most people don't understand there is a difference between believing and faith. You can believe something and not have the faith for that thing. Yes. Some people believe they are Christian, they believe in Christ, but they don't speak in tongue. They don't believe in tongue. They don't have the faith to activate tongue. And yet, tongue is in them. The gift of tongue is in them, but they don't know how to. Because the Bible says, how do I know the gift of tongue is in them? The Bible said that this sign shall follow them that believe. And at the end, it said they will speak in new tongues. So any person that is a believer of Christ Jesus has to speak in tongue. In new tongues. So if you're a believer and you're not speaking in tongue, it means that you have received the Holy Ghost. Probably when you are praying, you receive the Holy Ghost. When you say, Father, Holy Ghost, I accept you. And the moment the Holy Ghost comes into you, the Holy Ghost comes with His own language. You can't say you're an Igbo man and don't know how to speak Igbo, although it's very, very possible. But what identifies you as an Igbo man is that you can speak Igbo, not because you look like an Igbo person. Because you can speak Igbo. What makes you a Yoruba person is because you can speak Yoruba. What makes you a Ghanaian is because you can speak Ghanaian language, a part of Ghanaian language. What makes you an Hausa person is because you can speak Hausa. So the moment the Holy Ghost comes, you know, a new kingdom has come upon you. So you will be given the power to speak in the dialect of that kingdom. So whenever I say, Arena Kakunka Nemasha, someone can say, that is a Christian, because that is my identification of my language in the spirit. Is someone getting blessed? So we must come to understand what faith is, because faith is very, very important. And the moment we understand how faith works, to receive from any person is easy. Sometimes I don't really meet men of God to receive impartation from them. While listening to their teaching, I wait for them to impart. The moment they start saying certain things and I like that thing, I begin to receive it from them. Sometimes when I know a particular gift is present in the man of God, I sow a seed to the man of God account, and by faith I receive it. If you understand the functionality of how faith works, the nine gifts of the Spirit will function in you completely. It is by faith you receive. Whatever you ask of God, He gives you. But faith is not just saying I have faith. Faith is an action. Faith is a verb. It's an action word. Let's go to the book of James. James 2:14, I believe so. Let's go to the book of James 2:14. So we go to the book of James 2:14. James 2:14. Now, listen. I hope I'm in the right place. Now, he said, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? So, you can't say you have faith without action. Faith is an action word. Hey, thank you, Carlo Peter. Wow, someone loves my tongue. Wow, yay! And there are some people I love their tongue. I didn't even know I have a nice tongue in. So, it's important. He said, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? So faith is action. Faith is action. Now keep listening in verse 15. Suppose you see a brother or a sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothes. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. It is dead and useless. You can't claim you have faith when you can't act it out. Faith is action. Faith is acted out. Faith is your believing. Believing is a process. Faith is the action of what you have believed. I believe in Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Romans 10, from 8, 9, and 10. It says something, but it said that it's by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that you are saved. So you first of all believe. Confession is the action. Confession is faith. If I believe in the heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and I don't confess it, I am not saved. There are two things that I needed. You must believe in God. You must confess Jesus. Only then will you be saved. So if you believe without confessing, you are not saved. So you must believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that he died and resurrected on the third day, that he is equal with God. If you believe him, then you confess it with your mouth. I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. The moment you confess Jesus, you have confessed it, the effect is complete. It's like saying, I'm thirsty. This is water. I'm thirsty. You would die of thirst if you don't open this thing and drink the water. You would die of thirst. So, you know that this is water. And this is what you're looking for. It takes faith. You know it's water. That is believing. You know this is water. You know it will not kill you. You know that this is H2O. You believe it strongly that this thing will not kill you. Now, it takes faith for you to move hand and hold it and open it and drink it. That is the faith. Faith is an action. You don't say you believe in Jesus Christ and you don't live a life like Jesus Christ does. You can't say you believe in Jesus Christ and you see your neighbor dying and you wish him dead. You can't say you believe in Jesus Christ and you have jealousy and envy. You can't say you believe in Jesus Christ and you're living a sexual immoral life. You can't say you believe in Jesus Christ and you're fornicating. It is wrong on every level. There's a difference between, I repented and I made a mistake and I fell back to my sinful ways. Repent and get back on track and try to prevent yourself from sinning again. Whenever you find yourself sinning, ask God for forgiveness. Keep moving. Try not to repeat that same thing again. You keep growing because, first of all, you become a baby Christian before you mature in the spirit. Nobody just wakes up and become a mature Christian. Everybody starts from as a baby Christian. Then the more the word of God comes inside of you, the more you start growing in the spirit. Is someone getting blessed right now? Because I really want someone to be blessed. Is someone really getting blessed? It is important. It is needed that you get blessed through this teaching. Remember, we're talking about spiritual gifts, but I'm trying to tell you that you can't receive any spiritual gift except you have faith. You can't receive anything from God except you have faith. In fact, if there's anything, any book you need to read on, read books on faith. You need to understand. If you understand how faith works, you will excel in anything you are doing in life. Yes. In fact, you can't hear the voice of God except you have faith. It is by faith you hear the voice of God. It is by faith you know the voice of God. It is by faith you act out the voice of God. It is by faith. Every time I pray for you, it is by faith. I believe God will answer the prayer. I know God will answer the prayer. I know he will, because I know he loves you and I know he wants to answer the prayer. So it is by faith I pray for you. Some people chat me up and I tell them, have you prayed to God? They say no. I said, pray to God. I'm a man. Because when you talk to me, I'll still pray to God. So pray to God. And they will pray to God and they will get the answer. It is by faith. When you give to the poor, it is by faith that you receive. When you give to the beggars, it is by faith. When you send people to school, be the reason why someone is going to school. It is by faith. As you are sharing this video, you believe it's going to bless someone. It is by faith. It is faith. You are watching me now. You are trusting that your data will last till tomorrow. It is by faith. So, but this one, we're talking about having the faith in Christ. Having the faith in God. Having the faith in the Holy Ghost. Because without faith, you can't access anything. Are we getting blessed? So faith is an action. Now, it's important to understand that without faith, no spiritual gift can operate. That is very possible. Now there are three things you have to understand. The book of Hebrews 11, verse 6 said, it's impossible to please God without faith. Even without faith, you are not saved. I just shared it. If you go to the book of Ephesians 2, 8 to 9, it is by faith that we are saved. So without faith, you won't even enter heaven. Yes. The moment you stop believing in God, you lose your faith. And then you lose your salvation. The moment you stop believing in Jesus Christ, you will lose your salvation. You have to keep believing in Jesus Christ to keep your salvation. So faith is the key to everything. You see, in the realm of the spirit, there is no money. There is no currency. The currency they use in the realm of the spirit is the currency of faith. It is by faith we purchase things in the spirit. It is by faith we assess things in the spirit. It is by faith we receive things from the spirit. It is by faith we command authority. It is by faith we see our angels. As I'm here, there are angels that are with me here. It is by faith. Do you know how many spirits that are inside of me? I have the Holy Spirit of the living God. I have my own spirit. I have the spirit of love. I have the spirit of boldness. I have the spirit of faith. I have the spirit of gentleness. See, these are spirit beings. They are spirit. They enter inside of you. That the Bible said that, the Bible says something. It said, for you have not received the spirit of fear, but the spirit of sound mind. That means someone receives a spirit. So you receive those spirit of sound mind, the spirit of boldness, the spirit of love, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of power. There are spirits. You receive them and they dwell inside of you. They are not angels. These are spirits that enters you. When someone has anger, it's a demonic spirit. It enters the person and stays there. When someone has hate, it's a demonic spirit. It enters the person and stays. HIV is a demonic spirit that enters. It's a demon spirit. Malaria, typhoid, they are demon spirits. Jealousy is a demon spirit. The book of James explains jealousy. It's a demon spirit. Envy is a demon spirit. So if you find that like, masturbation is a demon spirit, fornication is a demon spirit, perversion is a demon spirit. So if you find yourself having these things, then there is a spirit of demon inside of you and you need to rebuke them and reject them. You say you're a Christian, you cannot be possessed by a spirit. Fine, I agree with you. They cannot possess you, but they can oppress you. The only way you're a Christian, you find yourself masturbating, is because that spirit enters and uses you to masturbate and leaves again. That's why you don't feel like masturbating every single time. I suffer from masturbation. So I know for years, masturbated a whole lot until Jesus Christ delivered me. The Lord set me free. So I know that I was a spirit. That is why whenever you want to masturbate, there's a particular time. Whenever you're alone, the spirit comes. Whenever you're watching a certain kind of movie, the spirit comes. Whenever you just want to sleep, at a particular time, the spirit comes. Because that is the gateway you have opened for that spirit. Someone getting blessed. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Without faith, you can't even pray. Let's look at the book of James 1, 5 to 8. James 1, 5 to 8. He said, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. You see? So once you have faith in God, you can receive anything you want from God. Jesus. You don't understand? Let's go to the book of Matthew 21, 22. Matthew 21, 22. The Bible says something important here. He said in Matthew 21:22, he said, you can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. The Bible says you can pray for anything. Anything. The Bible says some things. The Bible says you can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. So it is by faith you receive by from God. The reason why you have been praying and it seems like you're not getting an answer is because you don't have faith to receive. The reason why you have been praying and it seems like God is not answering is because you don't have faith. The moment you have faith, God is willing. God is so big. He doesn't lack anything. He's called the Almighty. Almighty means that he doesn't get tired. He's not weak. He's all sufficient. He doesn't lack anything. He produces anything. Whatever he wants, he can do. That is why he's called the Almighty God. And there's no any other person that can answer that name Almighty except him. The Bible says in the book of, I think, Romans 8 verse 32, he said that if he did not spare his only begotten son, what are you asking him that he cannot give you? Let's read it. I believe it's Romans 8 verse 32. Romans 8 verse 32. He says, since he did not spare even his son, his own son, but gave him up for us, won't he also give us everything else? If God did not spare Jesus and sacrifice Jesus, what is that thing you're asking God to give you? Remind me again. What is that thing? No, tell me now. What is that thing you're asking that he cannot give you? And in the book of Matthew 21 verse 22, he said, anything you ask God, he will give it to you. So if you're asking and praying and he say, I've been praying, God is not answering, it's because you don't have faith. Go and learn how faith works. In the next series, because of time, in the next series, I'm going to teach you how to build your faith. The moment we understand how faith works, we can receive spiritual gifts. Then we can operate in a high. See, if there is anything you need to know how it works, it is faith. If you don't know how faith works, you are limited in life. When you pray in tongues, do you know what you're saying? No. But you have faith that you are speaking to God. You have faith that the Holy Ghost is using you to communicate. And because of that faith, your prayers are answered. God in his nature cannot be limited. But God can be limited when it comes through a vessel. Don't be that vessel that will limit God. Whatever you ask, you will receive. Matthew 7 verse 7, ask and it shall be given unto thee, seek and you shall find, knock and did the Bible say knock and it will not be open? He said knock and it shall be open. Did he say seek and you will not find? He said seek and you shall find. Did he say ask and it will not be given? He said ask and it shall be given to you. Ask and you shall receive. For whosoever asks shall receive, whosoever seeks shall find, whosoever knock the door shall be opened unto thee. So are you asking? None of these things could work if you don't have faith. So none of these things will work until you have faith. So you need to have faith. The Bible said that if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, that you can say to this mountain, may you uproot yourself here and cast yourself to the sea. And the mountain will do that. Because the mountain will hear. The mountain can hear. He said that when Jesus Christ was talking to the mountain and to the fig tree, he said, may you be uprooted. May you. You don't use the word you for a thing. Use the word you for something that is alive. In the eyes of Christ, everything is alive. And you, in order to see from the perspective of Christ, you must see that everything is alive. That is why you can speak to your finances. The last program we had last year, I prophesied to some person. I said some person will receive 100,000, 80,000, 50,000, 200,000, 300,000, 1 million. Some people receive 100,000, people receive 40,000, people receive 50,000. Many people receive a lot of money in their accounts. It did not just magically appear. People favored them. So that thing is, when I was telling them that you are receiving money in the name of Jesus, I was speaking by faith. And the angels that works with me will move around to cause men to bring that word into fulfillment. So if God can kill Jesus, can sacrifice Jesus, what are you asking him that he cannot give you? If he can sacrifice his own son, God, his own God, he killed a God for a man and nothing. We that we are just from dust. And Jesus allowed himself. Jesus Christ was not forced. He willingly, he said, I lay down my life. Because no one has the right to lay down my life. I lay down my life and I take it up again. Jesus has the power to lay down his life. Not even God the Father has the power to take the life of Christ. Jesus willingly laid it down. Oh my God. Jesus willingly brought himself down to the earth realm and kneeled before a man. That is a creator kneeling before a creature. You understand? So I want you to understand. So that is the importance of faith. Please share the broadcast wherever you're watching from. Do me that favor and share the broadcast. That is the importance. So if you understand faith, if you have faith, whatever you ask God, you get an answer. And there is no way your faith can grow except from reading the Word of God. It is by reading the Word of God that you begin to know what you can ask of and how to ask of it. If I go and meet my father, my earthly father, not my heavenly father now. If I go and meet my earthly father and I say, give me 20 million naira, I beg. I need 20 million naira now. First of all, he will think I'm joking. You say, are you serious? I say, give me 20 million naira, I beg. I need them now. Then he will be like, oh, really? Oh, I can't take it. Let's see. You don't have access. You don't know the password. You don't even know where the money is. Even if you go to the bank, they won't give it to you. So you can't access it. But when I come and say, hey, daddy, I need this. I want to get 20 million so I can invest in the business. And in return, this business will help me employ more persons, help me establish the family, I can even make more money to return some money back to you as well. Now, your father can listen to it and be like, okay, you know what? I'm giving you 30 million. The thing is that some people don't know how to present their prayer before God. They just come before God and they're like, God bless me. Or if you don't bless me, I don't go worship you. Excuse me. See, whether you serve him or not, he's still God. He doesn't. In fact, you serving him is you doing yourself a favor. Mm-hmm. You worship God, he's still God. You don't worship him, he's still God. You worship God, he lacks nothing. You don't worship him, he doesn't lack anything. He is still God. God is constantly God. At the end of the day, who suffers is you. You're either in heaven or you are in hell. If you're in heaven, you are saved. If you're in hell, oh my brother, for eternity you will burn forever. For eternity you will burn forever. So you need to understand. So faith is important. Faith is the currency. So whenever you want to buy something in the spiritual realm, faith is what you need. What you need is the currency of heaven. You present your prayer through faith and God answers it. I don't know if someone is getting blessed by this message. So we have seen that without faith you can't please God. And we have seen that it is by faith that we are actually saved. That is the importance of faith. So without faith you can't please God. Without faith you are not even saved. Without faith you can't even get anything from God. So these are the three most important things we must understand about faith. And these things are going to bless us. They're going to bless us heavily. Your prayers cannot be answered except you have faith. Your prayers cannot be answered except you have faith. So it takes faith. The Bible said that when we pray, we should believe that thing that we have prayed for, we have received it. It takes faith. I think that's the book of Mark 11, 20, 23, 24, downward. I think. I believe so. Mark 11:23. Okay, now listen. Okay, let me start from verse 22. He said, then Jesus, Mark 11:22. Then Jesus Christ said to the disciples, have faith in God. I tell you the truth, verse 23. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you. Now Jesus Christ is referring to a mountain as you. He said, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it. You must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. So it is by faith. Then he said in verse 24, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you have received it, it will be yours. It is by faith. So whatever I ask God, I just need to believe that I have received it. It will be given to me. All I need to do is have faith. So grow your faith. If there is anything you need to grow in this life, is your faith. If there is anything you need to grow if you want to serve God, is your faith. If there is anything you need to grow if you want to excel in life, is your faith. If there is anything you need to grow at all, any spiritual thing you need to grow, is your faith. Without the faith, everything else is nonsense. When I pray for those people out there, when I pray for the sick, Do you know how they receive it? It's because they had faith. Because they had faith, and as they pray for them, they are not here with me. But over there, as they are watching and listening to my voice, they are getting healed. How? Faith. If you have faith, now, we have over 72 persons online watching. Now, if we have faith, if all of you have faith, and I make a declaration into your life right now, wherever you are, you will receive that declaration. All you need is faith. If every one of you have faith, you receive from God. The only thing that restricts us from receiving from God is our faith. Man of God, you have been talking about faith. How do we receive this faith? The number one way to receive faith is through the Word of God. The number one way to build your faith is through the Word of God. If you don't spend time, the Bible said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? The Word of God. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. It's only the Word of God that increases your faith. And if you stop hearing the Word of God, your faith drops. They're not like, my faith is still stable. Your faith cannot be stable. Goes up, goes up, goes up. If you stop hearing the Word of God, drops. It is like your phone. You charge it. If you stop charging your phone, whether you're using it or not, it will be dropping. Bar by bar by bar by bar. But if your phone is plucked, it will keep charging constantly. And in the realm of the spirit, they're not like overfueled. Although, yeah, you can get fueled up, but you keep going. The more you keep going, that you keep going is still increasing. See, there's a level you reach in the spirit, God begin to increase your capacity. You begin to accommodate more dimensions of God. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. I love you, Father. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. So is someone getting blessed? Because I really needed to get blessed. Is someone really getting blessed? This is so deep. So I'm about to go right now. So it's important that we come to this understanding. So next on Friday by 7 again, we'll start going deeper on this teaching on how to build our faith. So by Friday, we'll start teaching on how to build our faith. And I'm very certain that this is going to bless you a whole lot. It's going to bless a lot of us. So thank you so much, every one of you that has been tuning in. And for those of you that build your faith, get books by Kenneth Hagin on faith. Get book by Daddy David, Bishop David Oyedepo on faith. Get books on faith, Christian books on faith, and read and grow yourself in faith. And your life will never, ever, ever, ever remain the same. So I'm really happy that I came out here to teach. And just remind me that we'll be teaching on how to build your faith. Remember, the topic is spiritual gifts and its uses. I want to teach you how the spiritual gift, but before we do that, we must come to the understanding of how faith works. So every one of you, I pray for you all. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, open their eyes of understanding to the dimensions of faith that you have released upon them, Lord. As they hear this word of God, oh Lord, see, as you listen to this teaching, your faith has increased. As you are listening to this teaching, your faith is increasing. How many of you can attest to that? How many of you know that as you are listening to this teaching, your faith is increasing? You notice the change, you notice an understanding, your faith level just increased. You just knew what you ought to do tomorrow. You just knew what you ought to do now. You just knew you just understood why your prayer has not been answered. You just came to that realization. Oh, this is why I have not gotten this thing. Oh, this is why I have not received this thing. Because you just came to that understanding of how this thing works. Lord, Father, I pray for everyone here, Lord, watching, Lord. And those that are believing God for healing right now, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. That neck pain is gone in the name of Jesus. All you need to do is to believe. That neck pain is gone. That back spinal pain is gone. That woman that has been in the hospital for 3 days, right now the Lord is going to perform a surgery. I see the edge of the Lord coming to perform surgery in your body. And by tomorrow morning, you are discharged from that hospital in the name of Jesus. That woman, I see a woman with an issue of fibroid, is canceled in the name of Jesus. I see cancer, like a lump on your breast. That lump is gone in the name of Jesus. There is a man here, I see an unusual kind of disease that the doctors do not even have a name to qualify this sickness. Right now, I cancel that sickness in the name of Jesus. And I declare that you are healed in the name of Jesus. There's someone, you're watching me, there's an issue with COVID-19. Right now, that COVID-19 spirit is bind and destroyed in the name of Jesus. You have thereby let loose in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus has set you free. You are free from the bondage of that COVID-19. And you are hereby healed and delivered in the name of Jesus. That woman asking God for the fruit of the womb, receive your set of twins in the name of Jesus. There is somebody here, anytime you sleep, there is a mark on your body. It's like witches are coming to drink blood from you. Right now, I surrendered your entire house, that room with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Those marks will begin to disappear. When you sleep today, you will sleep like a baby, like you have never slept in your life before. You will have what they call comfort. Even when the weather is hot, you just be so comforted because God is giving you rest in the name of Jesus. There is a man here, you've been working from Monday to Monday, from 24 to 24 hours, constantly working so that you can make a living. The Lord is giving you rest. There's going to be an unusual favor, unusual financial favor coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. Someone is believing God for an upgrade in job, for an upgrade. And someone believing God for a promotion. You have been set free in the name of Jesus. That promotion is given to you in the name of Jesus. That upgrade is given to you in the name of Jesus. That new job you have gotten in the name of Jesus. That person that submitted an application in a company, they are about to be paying some huge amount of money. That contract is given to you right now in the name of Jesus. That lady, that man, I see two persons, a lady and a man with an issue of heart. And I see a little child with an issue of heart. That heart disease is canceled in the name of Jesus. A new heart has been replenished and replaced to you in the name of Jesus. Surgery is taking place in the spirit. And the angel of the Lord is taking that heart and putting a new heart in your life in the name of Jesus. There's somebody you slept and you woke up and you could not walk perfectly well. That poison that has been injected in the realm of the spirit is thereby removed from your body in the name of Jesus. And I declare that you are healed in the name of Jesus. That contract that you have been looking for, there are seven persons here believing God for a contract. And I see that contract, I hand it over to you in the name of Jesus. That contract will elevate you to another dimension in the name of Jesus. Is that prayer answered in the name of Jesus? There is a woman here, they are proposed to marriage to you. All of a sudden something start happening. Your family stopped to agree. They said this one and this one, this one. Right now I bring peace over that marriage. That marriage will hold in the name of Jesus. It is settled and sealed in the name of Jesus. But there's somebody here, you lost your phone. That phone is coming back to you in the name of Jesus. That is just what I just received now. It's coming back to you. Lost the phone. The person, I touched the mind of that person. Call that phone again. That phone will ring. The person will meet you and return that phone to you. It is done in the name of Jesus. There is somebody here. You are fighting for a land that is not your land. Take your hands off that land or else something will happen to you in that land. That land is not yours. You know it is not yours. Let it go. You are free in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. There is someone here, a woman. Your in-laws have affected your life so much and you are growing hatred for them. I want you, the reason why you're not moving up in the spirit is because of that hatredness. Forgive them and let loose. Loose them from your heart. Forgive them, and the moment you forgive them, this month will not pass. Something mightier than man will appear and favor you heavenly in the name of Jesus. As you are having that hate, you're actually holding yourself back from moving in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. There's a lady here, you've not seen your period for long. You are not pregnant, but you've not seen your period. All of a sudden, it just ceased for over 2 to 3 months. And somebody, again, for over 3 weeks now, you've not seen your period. That period is released in the name of Jesus. This week, you shall see that period and to give God the glory in the name of Jesus. Kayena kakunka bena katente kenela gunga bende bene nuna na mali barena gazende gegunga na maja brada base prede ere dusha kanena kakinka kakuka de bade brede voso prede voshere. There is someone you're asking, you're saying in your heart, man of God, pray for my job. I just started a new business, pray for this business. Right now, I ask that the Lord pour water. Let there be fresh water poured upon that business. Let there be fresh oil released upon that business. That business has begun to increase in the name of Jesus. It is done. It is settled in the name of Jesus. That woman that is having an issue with the leg, that leg pain is gone in the name of Jesus. That stroke that projected to this man's life, that stroke is canceled. 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 Canceled in the name of Jesus. Leukemia canceled in the name of Jesus. Cancer disappears in the name of Jesus. There's a lady you are using glasses to see. Remove that glass and look into my eyes. That eyes is rectified right now in the name of Jesus. That eyes is rectified right now in the name of Jesus. That spirit of blindness is bind and destroyed in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of blindness out of your life in the name of Jesus. And I cast that demon out of your presence. And I send that demon to the desert in the name of Jesus. Your eyes is restored. The retina is restored and adjusted in the name of Jesus. It is done in Jesus' name. Just share your testimony, share your testimonies. Somebody, by tomorrow you will receive a strange alert. Someone you have forgotten, money will just enter your account and you'll be shocked. I see 70 persons. Oh Jesus. I see 70 persons entering that dimension now. 70 persons. I see from now to the next 7 days, I see 70 testimonies. Because you are here listening to this word. 70. There's going to be a financial entrance into, oh, mana kakiga. There's going to be a financial opened up because you are alive now. Because you are watching me live now. There's going to be a financial, mana kuka pena kaketa kadagade. There's going to be a financial increase in name because you are under this voice. All you need is your faith. I activate you to that dimension in the name of Jesus. It is done. See, I'm not joking. This is the truth. I'm giving you what the Lord is helping me to see. It's going to happen. It's going to happen from now to the next 7 days. It's going to happen. And I'm going to share the testimonies online. It is done in Jesus' name. God bless every one of you wherever you're watching from. I want to say thank you all for tuning in and being with us live. And I believe that you have been blessed mightily in the name of Jesus. For those of you that want to join the ministry, be a partner to the ministry. We are going to be posting details of how to partner with the ministry. We're going to be posting details on how to partner with the ministry. It's easy to partner with the ministry. You just contact us and tell us what you want to do for the ministry, or what you will be doing for the ministry every month, or how you want to help the ministry. And you partner with us. We look into it and we'll tell you, okay, it's fine. We'll bring you in. It's the work of God. You're not forced. You do it as you are led. If you're led to support the work of God with 1,000 every month, that is beautiful. If you are led to support the work of God with 20 million every month, that is beautiful. If you are led to support the work of God with 500 every month, that is beautiful. All you are doing is to support the things of God, and God will increase you, and God will take you higher to a higher dimension in the name of Jesus. Kanena kamena kakute pene nesunto konuna nama de bene nezuda bereno zugaru nagamasha kanena kakina kakuta kene. So for those of you that want to partner with the ministry, chat us up or call this number, WhatsApp this number. +234 7066 771788. I take that again, +234 7066 771788. I take that again. For those of you that want to partner with the ministry, WhatsApp us on +234 7066 771788. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. I love you all, and God lifts you all forever. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. I feel good. Thank you, Father. God bless you all. Shalom. And remember, I love you all. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. I love you all. And thank you so much for sharing our broadcast. Thank you so much for doing live watch party. Thank you so much for sharing the broadcast, telling people about the wonders that God is doing. Thank you for following this page. And thank you for trusting what God is doing with this ministry. Thank you for some people came all the way from as far as Sokoto to attend our program in Awka here. That is about 10 to 8 hours drive or 12 hours drive. That is mind-blowing, and I'm really happy. I'm really shocked in what God is doing. I say thank you all for believing in the ministry and trusting in what God is doing in our lives. And I say God will keep increasing you mightily in the name of Jesus. Remain blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.